Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there's a lot of anxiety about nursing homes. And, you know, you think, okay, there's just so much else to be anxious about. Power shortages, coin shortages, meat shortages, COVID. You know, is the next generation going to be educated enough, you know, because they're online and most of us don't know how to teach algebra. You know, you think there's bigger fish to fry, but no. There is a growing anxiety, even when you hear the term nursing home. People get anxious. I do. I hear the term nursing home. And it's because, you know, when I trained, there were some nursing homes we had to train in. And I vowed I would never, like, you know, want to go there. I decided that, you know, I better have kids and I better treat my kids really, really well. And hopefully they'll let me live with them later. But I was kind of scared. And, you know, what scared me when I was younger and even before that was I had family members who had to go into nursing homes. And I remember as a kid, the smell. I remember the family member not being happy there, saying, get me out of here, get me out of there. I remember hearing, you know, women scream, he touched me, you know, and you're like, was she touched? Was she hallucinating or did something really happen in the middle of the night? And, you know, it just felt like death. Now, this was, you know, back when I was little, you know, I had to visit grandma or grandpa. And, it obviously wasn't pleasant. It's not really easy to see a family member, you know, grow old, you know, and then you're in training and you see the patients and the patients seem all happy. And, you know, there was this old man, you know, who acted like he was kind of semi-comatose, but then he would kind of grab your butt, you know, or touch your boob. And then you're like, okay, wait a second. And then he's like back like he's all comatose. You're like, okay, really? You're neurovascular intact. Are you kidding me? Really? You know, and so, you know, I started to notice that, you know, some of them are having a little bit of fun. You saw that they had bingo. You saw that they had, you know, some, you know, group, you know, sort of, you know, some sort of group interactions. You saw some of them were buddies, you know, I'd be, you know, talking to Ruthie, you know, and then all of a sudden Carl comes in. He's like, hi, Ruthie. And she's like, ooh, hi. Like, Carl, go get some saltpeter. Get out of here. And, you know, I noticed that there was, you know, a little bit more interaction. It didn't seem as scary as it did 10 years prior to me or 15 years prior. But I did see some deficits. I saw that, you know, you didn't have your own private room. You know, you shared a room. Sometimes you shared a room with four other people. You know, there was still kind of that smell, you know, because there's only so much you could do, you know, with people who aren't caught in the smell. And I saw there wasn't a lot of staff, you know, and I saw some of the staff were pretty, you know, exhausted, but very, very nice, you know, and they all seemed very, very capable. But I was a little bit worried. And then now, you know, you would think in 2020, we would really kind of have the nursing home thing down, and we have this whole debacle with COVID, where people were sent back to the nursing home with COVID, and, you know, you're basically a sitting duck. The reason why people are so fearful of nursing homes is you are trapped. I mean, you know, for those of us that are young, we're like, okay, well, if COVID comes or something happens, we just bounce. You can't just bounce when you're 92 years old in a nursing home and you are, you know, and you're, you know, let's say paralyzed from a stroke or you just can't move like that. And, you know, we might think, okay, you know, if we have to leave, we can do this or we can, you know, when, and, you know, we think, you know, we have always kind of an escape route or whatever. You don't have that escape route. So now you're older with all the knowledge that you have and you know that you are not on the top of people's minds in society. You know, it's all about kind of the youth and, you know, I mean, nobody's sitting there in the news talking about, you know, how do we make old people's lives better? That's not a priority. people look at old people, unfortunately, as, well, you know, you had your time. Now it's, you know, their time. You know, you had your, you know, Woodstock, and you had your Vietnam, and you had, okay, well, first of all, wasn't there Vietnam? Okay, and that's not something that, you know, they can really celebrate. And they kind of get forgotten. And then some people outlive their children, you know, or they, you know, they've outlived their siblings and they really don't have family. Or they do have family and, you know, family's in another state. Or, you know, family's not that close. And, I mean, again, I didn't really like, I mean, I liked my grandma and I liked my grandpa. I hate going to the nursing home and visiting. So, you know, if parents are, like, getting this, you know, backlash from the kids, well, I don't want to go, but they're like, but I got to watch you. I can't leave you alone. You know, the visits aren't going to come as often. So people are pretty anxious about nursing homes. And I've been talking to lots of people, and they said, you know what, with COVID and everything, I will never go to a nursing home. I will end it before that happens. And we're going the wrong direction. Okay? Nursing homes, first of all, aren't nursing homes anymore. We shouldn't call them nursing homes. All right? You have assisted living facilities. That's kind of a new term. Meaning, you can live there, but you need some sort of assistance. And the assistance may come in terms of a nurse, could in terms of a doctor, in terms of helpers. All right? But there's varying forms of ways to have assisted living. You could even have assisted living within your own home. The problem we have is we don't have enough Medicare coverage or Medicaid coverage, or we don't have enough government funds for that. You know, we're talking about, you know, giving everybody universal income and things like that, you know, and those are nice and free college. But you see, what about coverage for home nursing? I mean, if you really want to cause a little economic boom and you want to, you know, hire people and not, you know, have high unemployment replaced by automation, you allow there to be one hell of a robust industry that helps take care of our elderly. I mean, have you know, hire nurses and staff and, you know, people that can lift and bathe and read and spend time with. I mean, there are jobs. We are going to have, I believe, a fifth of our population over 65 in this next decade. There are things needed for these people. And what do I keep hearing? Well, Medicare doesn't cover it. Or we don't have money. So, you know, you as an older person then are stuck because having daily care is expensive. And nobody's talking about that. I mean, you really want to win an election. Those seniors, we're going to infuse money into the long-term care benefit portion of your Medicare. Oh, my gosh. I think you'll get every single vote. So, you know, we do need to improve the nursing care, the assisted living, you know, facility structure. But, and we need to fix it fast because I don't want people killing themselves so they can avoid being admitted. 1-877-5000.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big shout out to Jason also, who's working the dials. Got everybody working the dials today. Got a lot of dials going on today. Okay, so I'm a huge fan of pharmacists. I love the pharmacist. There has only been one pharmacist in my whole entire life that I've ever had issues with. Every other pharmacist has been awesome when it comes to my patients. And I told you guys about that one case where I had put a patient on, changed a patient's diabetic medication or started to add kind of a new agent. And the patient didn't do it. And when the patient came in a few months later, and I'm like, your sugars are still off, what's going on? She's like, well, the pharmacist told me not to. He said to just go up on my current medication. And it's her current medication was, his current medication was glucophage, and glucophage was kind of bothering the kidneys, which is why I didn't want the person to go up on it, and I wanted to add the new medication because there was some renal insufficiency. So, meanwhile, glycohemoglobin's still off, still not in control diabetic, never followed my orders, and that was really frustrating. And I've never wanted that sort of relationship where a doctor gives an order and a pharmacist has to honor it. I like more of a collaboration. But apparently the pharmacist kind of took on themselves to tell the patient not to do that, to do the opposite, and now I have more of an issue. So I called the pharmacist acted like it wasn't them, and then later apologized, and I'm like, look, okay, you know, there's a method to my madness, okay? The person has renal insufficiency, I'm trying to add a new agent because I can't max the one that they're already on. Copy. I get it. Okay, so that worked. So other than that, me and pharmacists have gotten along amazing because they are just, you know, they're, you know, the backbone of so much of our medical systems, and they, you know, can do a lot. Well, the HHS, Alex Azar, has now decreed that pharmacists throughout the United States can start giving childhood immunizations. Now, what has happened during COVID? Well, people have been afraid to go to the doctor. A lot of doctor's offices have closed. Many of them have started to open up again. But vaccinations are a little tricky because with vaccinations, they're expensive. If you don't get them for free from your state, you have to buy them. And they expire. So if you don't give them, you lose a lot of money. And so we're also hearing that there's a lot of medical offices out there that don't have a lot of vaccines. So now that things are opening up, you have kids that are way overdue for vaccinations. You have some offices that aren't carrying the vaccinations. So now what do you do? So most states allowed pharmacists to give vaccines. Now all the states will allow pharmacists to give vaccines, childhood vaccines, but not under age 3. So I think it's good, but because there's that caveat of not under age 3. See, when you bring a kid in for their vaccines, it's not just about their vaccines. They get their well child check. So this is where we can screen for a lot of things. This is where we can educate parents, you know, on gun safety and on car safety. We could check their height, check their weight, make sure we're not hearing a murmur, you know, look at how they're developing. And so see how they're walking, you know, make sure there's no, you know, issues with their hips or their legs, etc. And so the vaccinations are a draw, right, to get us to examine them. That's kind of what had happened with birth control for so many years. You know, birth control, not that I think we should hold it hostage by any means, but when somebody needed to come into the medical provider for birth control, we were able to screen them for STDs. We were able to do an exam, do their pap smear. Now that they're saying, well, we don't really have to do pap smears as often and that kind of thing, you know, things have started to now become less necessary for people to come in. But when it comes to vaccine and kids, we really need to watch their growth and development. By 3, they probably think that now we could kind of spread things out. Kids still need to be evaluated, especially at the 4 to 6 year mark, you know, and before preschool. And I'm really a big fan of yearly physicals. I'm just a huge fan of it, even if we don't get paid. We used to not get paid for physicals. Insurance wouldn't pay for physicals. It was so stupid. But you know, why I still wanted to do it, because I wanted to check on them. So pharmacists being able to do this, I think, is good. But this is indicative of what's happening with medicine now. All the rules we used to have and all the tenets and ways we were trained on what has to be done for the human body has kind of gone out the door. You know, just like with telemedicine. I think telemedicine is fantastic, you know, in terms of offering a service when you can't get into your provider. But now people are making telemedicine their primary care provider. They are asking, I had maybe 3 calls last week for physicals. I'm like, oh, you want me to find you a doctor who can do a physical? No, I want you to perform the physical. I can't even see you. I can't put a stethoscope on you. I can't examine you for skin cancer screening. And so people are now expecting the world, kind of. And I fear, as a doctor, are we going to miss things? Now, the average kid is fine. The average adult is fine. The average person doesn't have, you know, major anomalies or issues that, you know, need a yearly exam, which is why yearly exams aren't technically recommended. But I got to tell you, boy, did I find, you know, when I found an abnormal mole that was pre-melanoma, that patient was so grateful. When I found early thyroid cancer or early cervical cancer or a breast lump that was ended up being stage 1 to 2 breast cancer. All right, those are things that I credit the yearly physical for. So I do get a little nervous. Now, I think in Dayton, Ohio, some of the pharmacists, and this has happened in other areas too, can manage diabetes, can manage chronic conditions. Well, I think that's fine. You know, I think pharmacists are some of the most well-trained in pharmacology. I think they are very underutilized, and I think a pharmacist's role in healthcare is could be expanded greatly. But the reason why pharmacists don't manage chronic conditions or acute conditions is they don't have an EKG many times. They don't have, you know, the X-ray. They don't have the staff to be able to follow up on labs and make sure you're coming in. You know, they don't have the years and years of training that might be needed that a dermatologist has or a hematologist has, or, you know, and a lot of us don't. And so it's kind of putting a lot on them, you know, just like it's a lot to be put on a family doctor or whatever when they don't have the capability of getting patients over to a specialist. You don't want somebody forced to practice beyond their role. Because diabetes isn't, you know, just an algorithm where, all right, if your sugar's up, you just get this much insulin. We'll do a sliding scale insulin, but diabetes is a very evolving disease. It's a very evolving diagnosis, and we're finding stuff with diabetes that we never thought we would. I mean, I think we are going to see more and more cancer links with diabetes, which means if you're a pharmacist and you are now given the duty and committed to managing somebody's diabetes, you're now responsible for their heart, you're responsible for their eyes, you're responsible for their neuropathy, you're responsible for their kidneys, you're responsible for any cancer they might get. And do pharmacists even want that role? You know, I mean, pharmacists, like, I mean, they are so overworked. They, you know, they are finding so many mistakes that doctors make in terms of, you know, drug interactions and allergies and all that, that now you're going to put on them, you know, managing care. Now, the average pharmacist or the average, you know, doctor or health professional that's stepping in is thinking, okay, you know what? We're providing a service. We're providing a service for vaccines. We're providing a service for diabetes. It's just temporary. No, it's not temporary, because I have seen what has happened in almost 2 years of me doing telemedicine. All right. Telemedicine was supposed to be a bridge or a fill in the gap until you could see your doctor. And we've had people completely abandon their primary care going, I could just call the doc and they'll just give me my medicine. And then COVID happened. And they're like, you see, this is why we need to be able to just call a doctor. And you have all these people, their blood pressure out of control. Or they're, you know, I mean, my husband saw a patient the other day, took their blood pressure. It was like over 240 over like one, gosh, what was it? It was like 140, something like that. And it was stroke range. And they go, nah, I haven't seen a doctor in a year. Why not? Well, because I'm getting my medicine over the phone. Okay, that, you know, the art of medicine, I get. You know, I think there are some things that are archaic. We talked about certain names. Some things probably need to be renamed, right? You know, I don't think we have to call globus hystericus or maybe even a hysterectomy a hyst. I get how maybe we'll call it a uterectomy. I get that. There are some things that I think need to be more politically correct. And I think there are procedures and methods that, you know, maybe we always did and there's not enough science or evidence-based medicine for that. But for the love of the Lord, you know, have somebody trained to at least kind of do a bird's eye and look at you. And we caused this to ourselves because the average patient said, but Dr. Dahlia, my doctor doesn't listen to my heart. When I go in for a physical, the doctor doesn't touch me. After HMOs took over and Obamacare and people felt like they had to see 40 patients a day, they weren't doing the head to toe. So no wonder patients are like, well, then I might as well just call somebody or see the pharmacist because the doctor isn't really doing anything or spending any time with me anyway. That's got to change. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iraq is getting just over $200 million in aid for things like food and water.
We're committed to helping Iraq achieve economic prosperity, freedom from foreign meddling in its internal affairs, and improve relationships with its neighbors as well.
The Secretary of State making that announcement during a briefing with the Iraqi foreign minister. A warehouse fire outside of Dallas, Texas is slightly contained, but it's expected to burn for a few days.
We've got it contained somewhat. The flames aren't as big. Our biggest problem is this is a lot of plastic. It burns very hot. You got to have a lot of foam to put on it.
Grand Prairie Assistant Fire Chief Bill Murphy also saying flights at DFW Airport could be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News. California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in response to wildfires in California. The state is continuing to battle fires all over the state. They also have a heat wave and rolling blackouts and the coronavirus pandemic. Ricky Young with Cal Fire says,
this one's especially challenging with given the hot, dry conditions and the rugged, roadless areas we're dealing with.
Jeff Nicolini is defying mandatory evacuation orders and protecting his winery. He tells CBS News,
If the fire gets a little bit closer, we have the hoses out and ready to make a stand.
The FDA is pausing the use of blood plasma as a treatment for COVID-19. Top U.S. health officials intervened last week to keep the FDA from approving emergency use of plasma containing antibodies taken from people who have recovered from the disease as an infusion for those currently suffering from it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't own Apple. I mean, maybe I do in one of my mutual funds or something. I don't know. I hope I do, because Apple has become the most valuable American company ever, worth more than $2 trillion after a 60% rise in share price. They're at $468 a share. And they have a market cap of $2 trillion. They are the ones that make iPhone. I should have bought stock. I didn't have money. I really wasn't a big stock market person. I did at the start of this coronavirus. I did, and I've been very happy I have. But I'm still very, very scared. I'm really scared of the stock market because I've, you know, seen, I remember, you know, Black Monday in the 80s. And, you know, I just get kind of nervous. But we're doing a little bit with the stock market, but I definitely don't have, I mean, if I did have an Apple share, I probably would have only bought one share. It's just so expensive. Baba, I bought Baba for Alibaba because I think the Ant company is supposed to become publicly traded. So I, but the problem is those shares were already up at like 250, so only about like a couple. I mean, you can't really invest a lot of money. You know, the rich get richer. You need money to make money. So, you know, but anyway, so Apple company share price rose more than 1% on Wednesday to $468. Kind of interesting considering they had to shut down a bunch of factories in China and they really didn't have a bunch of people that were going to spend $500-$700 for a phone. But you do have a lot of people stuck at home. And being stuck at home, they were probably like, you want to know what? I might as well then invest in my iPhone. And if they weren't getting an extra $600 a week, if they already kind of had, you know, income or whatever, you know, they maybe put that money towards a phone. I don't know. But Saudi Aramco reached a market value of $2 trillion shortly after becoming public December 2019. Saudi energy producer shares have fallen amid oil prices. Apple recently reported blowout earnings for the April-June quarter. This is according to Daily Mail. Apple's revenue grew across every category and all its geographical regions in June, even as the coronavirus crisis caused the U.S. economy to collapse at a worse rate since the Great Depression. The upcoming 4-to-1 stock split will make Apple shares more affordable to investors, and that also sparked a rally. This had been announced 3 weeks ago. So if Apple is going to do a 4-to-1 stock split, that means you could be able to get a share for about $100. I don't know. I don't know if I would say to do that. I mean, I bought Pfizer. Well, I had some Pfizer stock before it split in the 90s, and I remember going up a little, but I don't. I've had Pfizer stock for a while, and I think all I've really made all this time is a few hundred dollars. I don't know what I think. You know, I don't know. I'm just not good at taking risks. I'm not. You guys, you know, maybe know this better. But I think Tesla's also going to do a split. So you have Amazon, Microsoft, Google owner Alphabet, all now worth over $1 trillion or more. Big U.S. tech companies are together worth more than $6 trillion. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, and Google's parent company account for nearly 23% of S&P's 500 entire value. Now, if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. Okay, I'm not an economist. But you have Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, and Google accounting for nearly a quarter of our S&P's entire value. S&P 500. That makes me very nervous. We have lost a lot of companies. We've had a lot of consolidation. And I get very nervous about there just being a couple big companies, you know? It kind of makes me nervous. Apple was founded by Steve Jobs in 1976 with, oh my gosh, I forgot his buddy. Wozniak and somebody else. There was a third partner. They were in a garage back in the 70s tinkering around with computers and things like that or whatever. And so Steve Jobs has left us after, battling pancreatic cancer. But, you know, these companies have just, I think surprised many of us. You know, BlackBerry, I think, was one of the, you know, first, you know, out there to impress in terms of smartphones and in terms of, you know, being able to, you know, do all these multiple functions. And I didn't really, you know, like the BlackBerry that much. It didn't work for me, and I don't know why. Maybe because the keys were small. Maybe I didn't like that little ball in the middle. But I had a BlackBerry, and I was like, it's okay. I'm not really good with change. Then when the iPhone came out, I was like, oh, I like this. And, you know, it just worked. And it's amazing. I've done marketing most of my life, and, you know, I love looking at, you know, what ticks, you know, with people, you know, like Twitter. I mean, you know, who would have thought, you know, Twitter with a little bird, you know, who would have thought that something like that would have just, you know, exploded? But you make it look like that's the place to be. You make it look like you're going to have followers. You get Hollywood involved. You get politicians involved. Like, this is where you need to be. This is where you need to go. it could boom. You know, Parler is supposed to be the right conservative, you know, competitor of Twitter, you know, supposed to allow free speech, and a lot of people, you know, started to go there. I opened up a Parler account because I have a Twitter account, I have a Facebook account, but I got a little confused when I was in it. And apparently the two guys come from my neck of the woods, so they're, you know, my not necessarily my neighbors, but they're in my city. I'd like to see any sort of company, whether, you know, whatever, you know, political side they're on, you know, to prosper. But I just didn't know how to start getting followers and working and navigating it, and I left it after the first day. It's just still sitting there, so I don't know what's going on with it. And so it's very interesting how it has to be very user-friendly, you know, and things just have to, it just has to work. Well, what's not working? Well, the Postal Service. So many of you guys have heard that the Postal Service got sued. There's about 20 states, Democratic states, have announced plans to file federal lawsuits. So Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has had to reverse course, saying that all the changes that were going to be made to the Postal Service would be suspended until after the November 3rd election. However, he said that the decisions, like, you know, the retail hours at the post offices, the mail processing equipment, the blue collection boxes, they're all going to remain in place. No processing facilities will be closed. But they are having major money issues. So if they don't get money infused, how are they supposed to make the changes? So DeJoy is being accused of illegally changing mail procedures ahead of the 2020 election. And many people are like, well, why does he have to do it now? Well, on the flip side, being devil's advocate, everybody's making changes. Everybody's making cutbacks. We're seeing cutbacks all across the board. You know, I had to call one of the states I'm licensed in. And again, there's a message center going, look, you know, issues are going to be, you know, we're going to get back to you, but it's going to be delayed because we are, on shorter staff with COVID. So every other agency is short-staffed. And so, you know, whether there was any political motivation or whether it was just that they couldn't, keep up. I mean, a lot of people aren't mailing things. They're not mailing packages. We don't know what's going to happen with Christmas time. I think there was a star that suggested, I forget who, that suggested, why don't we start doing Christmas now? Why don't we, celebrate Christmas now? Nice idea. I just don't think people have the money or want to do that right now. So Washington State, Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, Wisconsin are planning to sue the United States Postal Service. Democratic attorney generals are filing a similar lawsuit in Pennsylvania federal court. These states that are doing that include California, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Delaware, Maine, and North Carolina. So we hear that the United States Postal Service will then, you know, slow down some of the changes they're doing. But if they don't have the money and they can't handle the, you know, influx of ballots, that's going to be an issue. Apparently, Trump campaign now is suing the New Jersey Post Office because I think they're going to have a hybrid system where they're just going to mail everybody ballots and leave it up to them if they want to vote by mail or in person. The problem is you have all these ballots out there. How do we know somebody's not voting twice? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the study has come out saying honey beats antibiotics for coughs and colds. Now, when I saw that headline, I'm like, you're not really supposed to be using antibiotics for coughs and colds. You know, they're more viral. But this is a study that's coming out of Oxford, and they really think that honey has also antibacterial properties. Now, this doesn't come as a shock to many of us who grew up in the 80s and stuff where our moms would put honey in our tea. I didn't like tea. So I was like, can I just, you know, get spoonfuls of honey? or, you know, would make like a honey cake or actually, you know, my mom would give me some schnapps. I really liked that. The alcohol was great as a kid. Loved getting alcohol as a kid. It was fantastic. But, you know, our parents and grandparents would always just give us honey. And why? Well, because honey would soothe the throat. Honey was sweet. It was very distracting. Honey's amazing. It is. I don't like honey candy. I don't know which candy it is. Gosh, what's it called? Where it's kind of like made of honey. It doesn't really taste that good to me. I mean, if I'm gonna eat candy, it has to be chocolate. But we know that our amazing Mother Earth or nature or whatever has Father whatever has things on it, has plants, has substances on it that fight disease, because antibiotics have only been around, right, since the 20th century. So how did we survive all this time? Many people didn't. I mean, we've died of plague and things like that, but still, for the most part, all right, you know, we've been able to fight off infections. I have something from the 1800s that we used to use to fight off colds and stuff, and, you know, it was a mixture, it was a powder, and some of the ingredients in there are things that we used to use that we just don't use anymore. Why? Well, because we have a very robust pharmaceutical industry and because people like pills, you know? People are worried about honey and the carb content and the sugar content, and they're worried about, well, under 1 year old, the kid could get botulism, so we can't give it to a baby, and you know what? It's just too much to worry about. I'll just take a pill. Pills are easy. And I really worry about our body's evolution and our body's way to fight infection if we don't know how to coalesce and live with nature and kind of learn how to utilize nature. I really don't want to have our kids or Generation Z or Generation Alpha so reliant on a pharmaceutical grade medication always, you know, to get through their cough or get through their sneezing. You know, I mean, if my kid sneezes, as long as he can deal with it, he deals with that. I go, do you want a medicine? And he's like, nah, I don't want to take a medicine. I want to sneeze it out, Mom. I'm like, yay, good boy. See? Until he gets boogers all over my laptop, I'm like, you're going to take a Sudafed. Take something. But we used to use alcohol to quell coughs. We used to use honey to soothe throats and quell coughs. We talked about chicken soup. All right, chicken soup has so many, you know, ingredients there to help fight infection and to help soothe the throat. You got the heat, you got the cartilage breaking down, and there's some anti-inflammatory components to that. You got the vegetables and the vitamins, and, you know, you got the protein, and, you know, mommy's making it, you know, throw some mommy kisses. Every time I would make my kids, like, eggs, mommy eggs, I would, like, kiss them, you know, and one of my kids liked eggs with a ketchup on it, so I would do a little smiley face with the ketchup. I always like to do smiley faces, things like that. Sometimes just love, you know, kind of helps kids feel better. However, okay, you got a rip-roaring infection. You got a super bug. Okay, you got to, I mean, you know, you're going to have to hit the pharmaceuticals. But do we really need to be using so many pharmaceuticals or antimicrobials or antibiotics for simple coughs and colds? No. And they even found that honey has hydrogen peroxide in it. Now, hydrogen peroxide is H2O2. Now, who knew? Because honey looks all soothing and chill, and hydrogen peroxide is anything but chill. Hydrogen peroxide gets all bubbly because the H2O2 cleaves into oxygen, O2, and water, H2O, when there's an enzyme or a catalyst that helps break it apart. And so hydrogen peroxide bubbles, which is why when you pour hydrogen peroxide on one of your wounds, it just bubbles. But honey is pretty chill. Apparently, honey has hydrogen peroxide. Now, you have a lot of homeopaths out there and naturopaths out there going, I told you guys you need hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide has some health benefits, but for the love of the Lord, you do not drink, okay, or go to a bottle of hydrogen peroxide. That is not what we are discussing. We are discussing there's some naturally occurring hydrogen peroxide in honey, and that's what they think is working when it comes to antimicrobials. Now, coughs and colds happen for a reason, all right? We get a virus that lands in the nose or lands in the respiratory tree or gets into our eyes, whatever. Similar, it's coronavirus is a cold, rhinovirus, certain enteroviruses. So we get, you know, these colds and our body decides to sneeze things out or they decide to, you know, spew out the cold. And, you know, have you ever wondered why we get colds during the deadly flu and, you know, pneumonia season? Maybe the cold is supposed to protect us. Maybe we're supposed to be so busy sneezing with our cold that a more deadly pathogen can't come in. And again, I don't know. You know, I'm just pulling this out of my rich peritoneum. But you start to wonder, you know, there's, you know, spring and summertime colds and there's mold and a lot of wet and rain. Why do we have allergies in the springtime? Well, people say, well, because there's a lot of flowers, there's a lot of pollen. But maybe there's also an evolutionary advantage. Maybe people that do sneeze, that have these allergies, are actually healthier because they're not allowing bugs or mold or things to get in. So I've always had an issue with the suppression of certain symptoms, you know, like fevers. Why do you get a fever? Well, your body is, you know, heating up. You have a lot of, you know, inflammation going on, and the body is trying to change the temperature that certain viruses or bacteria might need. Now, if you let a fever rise too high, it could cause a seizure. So we do like to control fevers, and you do want your kids not to get dehydrated, and you want them feeling better and being able to sleep and drink and eat and all that. But it is a defense mechanism. So, you know, I'm very pro-medicine. I'm very pro-pharmaceutical. I think there's a lot of times we need an antibiotic or we need, you know, a certain man-made derivative of something that allows us to fight an infection that we can't fight off naturally. But, we might be just overdoing it, and we might be actually, unfortunately, suppressing certain things that we don't need to. Now, a lot of us, when we go into allergy season, we get allergies so bad that then we get a sinus infection. That's me. Every allergy season, I get a sinus infection, and it stinks. Well, it just happens, okay? And maybe that's why I'm sneezing so much, because the body notices that there's something in there, and, you know. So I get that some of us are more prone to infections. But, you know, do we really have to quell every cough? Do we really have to quell every sneeze? It's just something to think about. So this study with honey is kind of interesting. Now, when we look at what we have been doing pre-COVID with coughs and colds, you know, having been a telemedicine provider, I was getting calls all the time saying I need an antibiotic for my bronchitis. And it's because somehow in the 90s, we learned that you need an antibiotic for bronchitis. You really don't. Most bronchitises are viral. It's inflammation of the bronchioles. Pneumonia, you might need an antibiotic if it's bacterial. But usually with bronchitis, you don't necessarily need an antibiotic. And so everybody was asking for Z-Pax. Well, now we have Zithromax, and Zithromax is starting to become, you know, less sensitive to things. So with telemedicine, we have to do antibiotic stewardship, where we don't overwrite antibiotics. So if you have a cold, we can't give you an antibiotic. If you have an early sinus infection, we're not supposed to give an antibiotic for early sinus infections. We're supposed to wait at least 10 days because the most sinus issues aren't necessarily a sinus infection. It could be viral. Same thing with bronchitis. So all this time, people were getting antibiotics. Now we have telemedicine, and then people get angry. And then people rate you, and then people whatever. So you have some doctors that are like, fine, I'll just give you the antibiotic, because now we have Yelp, and we have all this. You know, and then you have other doctors going, but we need to kind of protect, you know, the antibiotics that we have. We need to kind of, you know, try to prevent resistance. So you're going to notice it's getting harder and harder to get an antibiotic. If you need one, you need to get one. But if you can try a little honey and tea, you know, or a little honey on a cracker or whatever, and you're not afraid of carbs, you know, or having, you know, issues like that, and the child is the number one, might work. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.